Kaz and AJ, Premier Auto Group News.
All right, this is Friday type of news here. We're going to debate who was right in this scenario. 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's bring in comedian Pat Oates. Good morning.
How you guys doing?
Yay!
Hey, this is first time you've been in since 2019, correct?
Since all that stuff. Yeah, it's the first time to be back in a room together.
A sign of normalcy. Thank you.
Yes. You don't have any COVID weight. What's the deal with that? You're still...
I gained a little, but then lost it right away. But not too much. But I've been staying active. I mean,
he walks to work at like odd times a day.
I walked between 4 and 8 miles a day.
Yeah.
Oh my
He's always
God.
Like hoping today.
Not today. I didn't count the work.
Oh, yeah. But
when I was here in studio a couple of weeks ago, I walked to work and that was 6 miles away, and everybody was just shocked by that. But like, I have the time. It's nice out. I don't want to just sit inside all day. I'm going to another job. Right. Why not walk and be outside and enjoy
Dual purpose.
Right. Yeah. I listen to other podcasts and music and things like that, and enjoy myself, and then don't have to listen to like people being nuts. It's nice.
People being nuts.
Crazy people are inside.
Oh yeah,
they stopped being outside about like the late 80s.
The crazy people are starting to come outside now, and you're seeing all of this activity.
Right.
But they don't know what to do because there's no hashtag when they're screaming, so they don't know what to do with their yelling. So they just look at them and go, "Oh, you're not good at this. Go back inside." They're only good on Twitter. They don't exist well outside, so you can just ignore them because birds are better at yelling than they are.
Well, here's proof of that. Who's right in this scenario?
Okay.
People on social media are going back and forth because, you know, we are the ultimate judges. This happened in Greenfield, Massachusetts, a grocery store parking lot. A woman noticed a dog in a hot car on a hot day.
Hot.
But the car windows were down. So this stranger let the dog out of the car and gave it water, waiting 20 minutes. She claims it was another 20 before the owner came out. And then there was a confrontation.
You touch my door in my car!
Do you want me to call the cops on you?
Do you want me to call the cops on you?
And you put your hands on me first.
You can back away.
Fine.
You keep approaching your 40 minutes.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll punch you right in the throat.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't touch your car, don't touch your dog.
Yeah, but that kind of threat's not your first rodeo. You know where you're punching. Like, that's not just like, I'll hit you. Like, I know my death kill.
Right.
Yeah. Also, how is taking care of a dog and helping a bad thing? Like, here's some water.
You're touching her property.
You're going in someone's car. It's both sides. I don't know the situation. You don't know who's recording, which is also weird. But you are going in someone's car doing a thing. You're assuming it's been 40 minutes. You're right. I wouldn't want to see that either myself. But I also wouldn't touch someone's car or dog. I would just get another annoying person to do it for me.
How far is the window down? Do we know?
I wasn't
said the
there.
Windows were down.
But like down or just like cracked?
They said down.
They said the windows are down.
Is this the determination you're going to make before you go into private property and touch someone's pet?
Yes, that's an important factor. Yes, it is.
Okay. If the dog is not about to die, then keep walking.
They said the windows are down, so I'm assuming down, not cracked.
Right.
Yeah. They would say cracked. Yeah, you get. Or closed, I understand. But they said they were there. They were fine. The dog's there. The dog can escape that. The window's open. It's a dog. It knows what to do.
I'm not sure.
Exactly.
They do. I think with people, it's weird. People think like dogs can't exist. They're here too. They know how to like leave things. They try to run away all the time.
Now, someone was arrested locally for leaving a dog in a car this week, and the dog died. Now,
yes.
The windows were up, and it was a horrible scene.
Yes.
It's a horribly sad story.
At that point.
This is not that story.
Right. The windows
this
are
is
down.
A different story.
Right.
The windows are down.
Right.
At my day job, I work at a retail store, and someone came in, and a lady was upset, and she said, there's a car outside, and there's a dog in there, and the windows are only cracked. She goes, you need to do something. And I said, well, I'll walk around and ask the customer. She goes, you need to announce it over the loudspeaker. And I said, well, I'm going to walk around to each person and not make this crazy.
It's the human police.
Right.
I'm going to tell everyone what to do now.
Right.
And then I went outside quickly to check on it, and it was a stuffed animal in the backseat.
Okay.
Get out.
That's not every
I'm not
person.
Kidding. So I checked first.
Oh, my God.
Somebody just seeing something quickly.
That's a dumbass news story.
So I went to go check quick, and that's what it was. But I didn't make a recording, and I didn't threaten throat punch. I just went back inside and told the lady, problem resolved, and she was happy with her day. So she'd have to go home and yell at the people she yells at, because she's obviously nuts. So I took care of their family. And then I went back in and made sure all stuffed animals were safe. So you don't know what's happening all the time. Yes, in a perfect scenario, like you said, if it was a crack, you can save the day, great. But it's an open window. Wow. Calm down and focus on yourself.
What you do in a case like that is tell the lady, here's where the glasses are. Here's the readers.
Bring them down to the reader
Here's
section.
The readers and get yourself a thicker.
How That must have been some stuffed animal.
Really?
It really wasn't. It was. There was like shades of blue to it.
It was like
colors.
The carnival.
Yeah, it was like what? A blues. It was not like it didn't look like a dog.
Clifford's a big red acid? Dog.
Yeah.
Why is Ashley have her hand in the?
I got a text from one of our police officer friends. He said, even with your windows all the way down on a hot day, the car is still like an oven and will cook the dog. As a police officer, the owner would be charged, not the person who went into the car.
What if the person
had
the car?
I agree.
Okay, relax there, Meatloaf.
I agree.
If the car is parked in the shade with the windows down.
Still not good enough.
No. If I see a dog in a car, I'm going in.
For no other reason? You're just going, like, with the car's moving?
No.
Yeah, go.
You're just going in.
Right.
It's not baby Jessica in a well. It's a dog with an open window. You don't need to go save it. And I think most people are trying to do this so they can be the hero. Everyone's about that. I don't think it's about the dog at this point. That's the problem. There's a recording on it. There's a throat punch threat. It's not in a real situation. You just do that and you go into the store. You say, hey, please, wherever they are, please, can we get this person out here? I'm worried about this dog. And you walk away from the situation once it's resolved. You don't stay there and fight and argue. That's about their own attention. It's not even about the dog.
Well, she would let the dog
out. She wants
out.
To be on the news. She's psyched she's being talked about, and you're raising your hand and talking to cops.
Yeah, right. Who are these people who could walk around and tell everyone what to do?
Right.
White women. Anyway.
don't look at me when you said that.
Well, you know what happened.
I don't know if you've met them. They're doing it.
I think there's enough to go around, but that's a good, you know, couple of word answer. Yeah.
Pat, if you had a car, I would break into it.
In a case good. Like
there
this.
There wouldn't be a dog in there.
What happened is she'll open the door, let the dog out, and lock her own finger in the door.
Hi.
Hi, Jeff from Long Island here. I got to chime in on this one.
All right.
Hi, Jeff from Long Island here.
I just left Home Depot with my dog in the car with the windows all the way closed, but the car running with the air conditioner on.
Right.
Now, I utilize a service animal, federally protected. You touch my dog, and that person goes to federal jail, or it's a federal crime.
Oh, wow.
But I've also talked to officers on the island, yes, with the car running, with the air conditioner on. Again, it's a different situation. With
so
the
if you leave the car outside running with the air conditioning on and the dog inside, that's fine.
That's fine. And plus, it's a service animal. I mean, she's federally protected by ADA laws. So you mess with this dog, and it's more than just a civil
okay, but what if your dog is in the scenario that was in Massachusetts? You didn't leave the car running with the AC on. You left the windows down.
I never do that, but the windows are down all the way. Like
no, but I'm saying
said, that
wouldn't
that's
be
not good.
Yeah. Not good enough.
But how does the person outside who's going to be like Ashley know that the air conditioning's on?
Well, the car's running.
Well, that's true. Well,
I don't know if those cars could run without air conditioning on. It's called winter.
right.
Yes, it can do that.
That's another
we're not
thing.
Talking about
or
we're talking
if the
about
air conditioning falters, if we don't know. Wrong with
hey,
it,
Pat, thanks for coming.
We don't know what kind of day.
This is the last time Ashley will suggest Pat in a meeting. That's all right. We all
know what kind of day it was. I literally just left Home Depot with the dog in the car.
Yeah. All right.
That's a tough one.
That's your service dog. Why is it inside?
Yeah.
Why isn't it servicing you in Home Depot?
That's a good question.
Can I help you?
it has a orange task, apron. But there's no task in Home Depot. The dog helps me up and down stairs, and there's no stairs in Home Depot. Oh. So I don't utilize the dog for that. So he wasn't technically working when I go in Home Depot.
She
was off the clock. Actually, the dog's driving.
Hey, I'm off the
there
clock
you go.
Over here.
Yeah, I'm asleep in the passenger seat.
He's got Duber.
The HOV lane.
I'm barking here.
Yeah. The dog's like, what's up?
Hey.
Jeff, how can I right, tell
guys,
the hold it. Hold
Jeff,
it. I have one
Dad,
question for you. What? How can you tell the difference between a real service dog and one of these fake dogs that they order the vest from the internet?
That's true. Well, first of all, to get a service dog, you must be physically challenged. So, like in my case, I have handicap plates and I'm disabled. So, unless you're disabled, you can't get a legitimate service dog. You're absolutely right. You can't get an internet.
They're but, all over the place.
Yeah,
I see them all
yeah,
over the place.
It doesn't have to be physical.
It doesn't have to be physical because you can have a seizure disorder.
This is true. Yes. Well, there's a difference between a therapy dog, a service dog, and a companion dog. Service dog covers all three.
Sounds like an old joke.
Companion dog is just, you know, if you need the companion. the therapy dog, if you're a little mentally challenged. But a service dog will not leave the owner's side. That's the other thing. When I leave the car and her in it, she sits like she's a person sitting up in the car, ears up, waiting for me to come back. So that's one way to tell a service animal that the service animal will not leave the charge.
Or if it's a chihuahua.
Yeah, it's too tiny.
Exactly.
Yeah, I see people walking around.
Listen, you can have a chihuahua or a Great Dane as a service animal. You can have it. I've seen guys on planes with a huge German shepherd as his service animal.
Yeah, but besides you being physically disabled, shouldn't you have an ID or something that says, like, or some kind of, like, you know, like, seal on it that says this is official? It shouldn't just be, hey, legit. You look like you're limping and stuff.
Yeah.
Her vest, she has a badge on it with a photo. Those little square skew things. So you can actually take your phone, skew her badge, and it comes up ADA approved.
There you go.
So if it's not an undercover dog and it's wearing its uniform, it's fine. But if it's wearing street clothes, then it's
an Serpico. Undercover dog.
Has a badge on a chain. How you doing? Hoa!
Serpico.
I ride a motorcycle, and she's with me on the back of the motorcycle.
Come on now.
Oh, yeah, she does. I'll send you pictures.
She's riding bitch.
Exactly.
But listen,
literally.
Like a Laconia or all these rallies, I'll pick up little patches like bikers do, you know, Laconia 2001.
Yeah.
And I put it on her service vest. But I was told not to do that because now it looks like, you know, it looks like a biker's vest with all the places,
she's
been. So yeah, I actually have to get a new vest. I'll take the badges off of it. You know, these Laconia, Myrtle Beach, Daytona.
That dog needs air conditioning. All those clothes on.
Yeah,
biker name is Nervous. Hey, Nervous, get over here.
All right, Jeff. Thank you, brother.
All right, thanks, bro. Keep on rocking, guys.
Thank you.
Coffee.
If I have a service dog, I don't want a chihuahua. I want a dog that can pull me out of that downstairs if there's a house fire.
I want a service guy. Like, I want someone who can help me. Like, a dog can't, like, pick me out of the fire. I need, like, a large human to help
like
me.
Like a handler?
How about a service
bodyguard.
Girl?
Yeah, bodyguard.
All right.
Yep. With papers, of course.
Yeah. Guy named Meat.
Mark in East Haven.
Yeah, if I was that lady, I would have just smashed the window of the car and let the dogs out.
She couldn't because the windows were down.
Yeah, that's why she couldn't smash the windows out.
I wouldn't care.
You'd roll them back up, smash them.
Right, yeah.
I'll break on your side.
I'll break the windshield out.
I like this guy.
Hell yeah.
The windows were down a little.
See,
everyone's just jumping on this without listening.
This is exactly what happens on the internet.
Right. Exactly.
This is exactly what you just heard. This is what happens on the internet.
That's a thread vocally.
It's a little piece of the story. It's like, I'm going to break her windows out. It's a, wait. Oh, they were down.
It was a convertible. Sorry.
Exactly.
All right, Mark.
Again.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you,
Mark.
It's
like the windows were down, but I broke the windshield and took her out through the windshield.
I knocked out all the headlights.
Jane and Trumbull.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. The reason I'm calling is I feel, regarding the dog, if you are truly a dog lover, whether you're the owner or the one who kind of intervened, you are appreciative of anything that somebody does for the safety of your dog. I know myself, one day I was walking, and I heard like a dog yelping in the background of somebody's house. So I thought, oh, I wonder if the dog's okay. I trespassed. I went in the backyard to look at the dog. The owner came out. Can I help you? Once I told her, I said, you know, I heard your dog. She was so appreciative. She said, thank you so much. My dog could have, you know, there could have been an animal in the back or maybe got...
No, it's called the person was breaking in.
Yeah, the other person was breaking his house, too.
Yeah, but if somebody did that for my dog, because I'm a dog lover, I would feel appreciative of that. So that's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're out with your kid and your kid has a button off his shirt and someone starts, you know, messing with your kid's shirt, it's like, get your hands off my kid.
Yeah.
The mom's not going to go, hey, thanks for dressing my kid.
But that's not harm. Right. That's not harm if a human was screaming.
But again, a button, the child's not in danger.
Okay, I understand what you're saying. But let's take this another level. If a pregnant woman's smoking a cigarette, should you walk over and knock the cigarette out of her hand?
No, you ask for a cigarette.
Well, she's an adult, and she can make her own choices. The dog cannot.
Yep.
Wait, no. She's making a choice that puts the baby in danger.
The baby.
The baby can't kick the cigarette out of her hand.
Well, it can try to from
inside. Not for the first 7 months. Like, 8 months, I can do it. By the way, Chess, this lady did not say she's a baby lover or a human lover. She's a dog lover. Right. So that's why she wouldn't help.
That's true.
Right. But so anyway, that's all I wanted to say.
All right, no. Jane. All right, you make a good point.
Yeah, that was a good made-up fake story.
Good point, yes.
We love dog lovers, okay? Deal, right? We're just having a conversation over here. Comedian Pat Oates in studio. He's host of season 11 of Last Comics Standing happening this Sunday at 8 o'clock. So
Yay.
We're linked up on the radio station website. A lot of funny people come through the door there.
And I won it about 5 or 6 years ago, so that the, I guess, prize/penance is that I have to come back every year and host it now.
That's right.
So
yeah.
There's a bunch of winners, but none of them want to do it, so I have to be there and then watch people try to knock the rust off from not performing during COVID and try to win something. And it's fun to watch them be terrible and then me not care and just be funny.
Yeah.
So
no, that's a lot of fun seeing someone struggle on stage.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, it really. As long as it's not you struggling.
Even you know what? Even that, I have fun in that. If I struggle and something doesn't work out, I know it will help me get better in the long run.
Yeah.
But it's fun to laugh at that. Like with AJ and flubbing and things, he laughs at it too. It's fun when your mind says no.
I have to laugh. Right. Right.
Stephen, New Haven.
Hey, good morning.
Can you talk into the mouthpiece?
Yeah, I am. I'm on an old phone. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
But I just wanted to call about leaving the dog in the car with the AC running. I mean, that's not really safe either, because what if the car stalls or, you know, somebody steals the car?
Well, or the dog knows how to drive.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you only do it for a couple of moments. You usually put the car in a safe spot where folks can see it. You don't park it behind the shopping center and leave it running.
Well, also, right. Nothing is safe if you think of it that way. Why should you go inside if the gas leak could happen?
Yeah, exactly. What if
people have done that?
What if an asteroid hits all of us right now?
They've stolen cars with a dog in the car.
Then life happens.
Then leave your dog home.
Okay?
Sure.
Summertime, I would get on my bike. I was like 10.
Yes.
I'd say, all right, Ma, see you tonight.
And off you went.
Gone.
Right.
It's like a lot can happen.
Yeah, gypsies could, like, take you.
I don't know where that would be on the list.
You could wind up in Singapore.
Gypsies, not on the list.
You never know.
For White Hills back in the 70s.
Child labor, you never know.
All right, Steve, thank you, brother. We're talking about this dog that was in a car in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Windows were down, out in a parking lot, and some do-gooder decided to take the dog out, give it water. And then there was a confrontation with the owner. When she came out.
One key fact we're missing here is what kind of a day was it? Was it a heat wave or was it just a regular summer day?
Yeah, what is a hot day?
Yeah.
Was it 75, 80
we're
hot?
We're assuming like today. It could have been just like a 70
Those
day.
Cars get very, very hot.
Those cars? What kind of cars?
All cars.
All cars.
Those all cars.
Right.
Those cars.
Cars in general get very hot on the inside.
I just, you know, people go through life and they think everyone has to do things the way they do it.
Yeah.
Now, if it was a hot day and the dog looked like it was having problems and in distress, then yeah, you'd go in. But if not, mind your own business.
Right.
Yeah, if the dog's holding its heart like Red Fox going, oh my goodness, oh my goodness.
Right.
Then yeah,
right.
You got to help it out. But right. It's a dog and it just sits there and chills.
Look up the story, Ashley. Maybe there's more details in another version.
Okay.
And who
Greenfield, Massachusetts. Right. This woman was ready to throw puncher. Right.
But which one? Was it which the woman one? That owns the dog?
The owner, the dog owner wanted to throw puncher, yes.
The dog owner.
Yeah, well, you're in a car.
Yeah. Get out of my car. Exactly. Leave my dog alone.
Right.
What if that dog ran off and got hit by a car?
While she let the dog out.
Yeah.
Right. It's true.
Well, did that car that hit the dog have its windows open? That's
right.
Important.
Right.
Because then that other guy can't break them. That's all that matters.
Right. Was it a dog lover?
Steve from East Haven.
Yes.
Did you look it up?
It's
Greenfield, Massachusetts.
It can't be more than one story. Like
dog and hot car. Let's just start there.
Was it the Yankee Candle parking lot?
Right.
I want to see what the temperature was outside.
I love the fragrances.
People do freak out about just like feeding their dogs too. Like if you just walk up and like, oh, I have a dog treat. They're like, don't give that to
my
dog.
He's on a very sensitive diet.
It's not even, it's not even that. They just have no idea what's in the treat, who you are. So like even just giving a dog water, you're like, oh, I'm doing a nice thing. People freak out.
And like, don't come over and just pet the dog.
Yeah,
ask. May I pet your dog?
Yeah, right. Don't do that.
Yeah, no.
Always ask. May I pet your dog? May I pet your wife? Right. Always ask these questions.
Exactly right. Yeah. May I kiss your forehead? Exactly right.
It's good to ask. It's polite.
Right. Can I put this oil
Did you find
on?
Anything?
Yeah, so this happened in a Big Y parking lot.
Okay.
Why today?
42 minutes, this woman said she waited before she intervened.
Oh, get something to do.
42 minutes. This is the people police.
Right. Not 40 minutes. 42
minutes.
And 34 seconds.
Jackie Robinson. Right.
This article says she gave the dog water as the dog was gasping for air and dying of thirst.
How she was dying.
Okay, she's a medical expert.
Just reading the story.
Dr. Quinn over here.
This is what she says, Miss 42 Minute lady.
She's just backing up her story.
Worst nickname ever, Miss 42 Minute.
It's like a really bad like beauty show. And now here's Miss 42
Minute. Got a name or something. The internet names everyone. This is all I have on her right now.
It's like a bad hooker show.
The dog police. Yes.
In those 42 minutes, she couldn't like look up the number to animal control or something? Like a professional take care of this?
Right.
The owner would have been just as mad.
The following happened.
85 degrees, parked on blacktop. And you've cracked your window about 2 inches. So it was not down all the way.
Even if it was, it doesn't matter. Like, the car will heat up so fast.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So I'm breaking windows.
I hate facts.
What are you going to break the window with?
In the way of fun.
I'm curious. What do you break the window with?
Anything.
Like what?
I don't care.
You want right now.
I'll find a shopping cart in the parking lot at Big Y.
She'll find the hardest thing to pick up and break the window.
You're going
to
lift up a shopping cart.
Can we get a car out here and ask her to break a window? Because this will be the funnest 8 hours of our life.
But why wouldn't you just go inside Big Y?
The dog would be dead.
Right.
I'll throw a rock. I'll do whatever I got to do.
Just go inside Big Y like a human does and go in there and say, hey, can you let someone know there's a car? Like the lady did with me with the fake stuffed animal, which you know what's crazy? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
She came in and
did
said,
the right thing.
Define the person to do that. If I refused, then okay. You know what? There's a thing called 911. You call them and you let real people handle it and know what they're doing.
Let real people handle it. Not miss 42 minutes.
I've already
not
called.
Not shopping cart Hulk Hogan over here throwing things and stuff. You can't do
shopping
that.
Cart. Which is the, like, okay, let's grab the stupidest thing in the parking lot to try to break the window with. But why do I think you would throw a rock against the window, it would bounce back in the head and knock you out?
I'll try
there's
again.
A girl passed out in the parking lot, bump on her head.
Then the dog comes out the window and saves you.
She's trying to rescue a box of chocolates.
Whatever
in the car.
I gotta do to break that window.
There's a box of chocolates locked in the car.
A woman was arrested for throwing a rock at a dog and then cutting it on broken glass.
Woman knocks self out trying to save puppy.
Who am I?
I'm just trying to do the right thing over here.
All right. So.
Helpless.
Yes.
Helpless and helpless.
Call someone.
I'm helpless breaking windows.
Call someone.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.